This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. As the weather warms up across Wisconsin, drivers are being reminded to stay alert for increased deer activity on the roads. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says deer activity typically increases in May and June as deer look for places to give birth and young deer start to separate from their mothers. That means more deer crossing roadways and a higher risk of crashes. According to preliminary data, there were nearly 18,000 deer-related crashes in Wisconsin in 2025, resulting in 6 fatalities and more than 700 injuries. Several counties saw especially high numbers, including Waukesha, Washington, Sheboygan, and Dane, while St. Croix County ranked among the highest in western Wisconsin. Drivers should slow down, use headlights in low light, and stay focused on the road. And if one deer crosses, expect more to follow. If a crash can't be avoided, experts say to brake firmly and stay in your lane. And if you do hit a deer, safely pull over and call 911 if there are injuries or if the animal is blocking the roadway. Drivers in Ashland and Bayfield counties should expect delays along Wisconsin Highway 13 this construction season as several road projects get underway across the region. The largest project is happening in Ashland County between the Price County line and Morse Road. Wisconsin Department of Transportation crews are replacing more than 50 culverts and repairing 3 bridges along the 17-mile stretch. Traffic will stay open, but drivers should expect single-lane closures controlled by flaggers or temporary signals through late October. In Bayfield County, crews are also adding a new left turn lane on Engo Road south of Washburn. That safety improvement project is expected to wrap up by mid-June. Additional work is also underway on the US 2 bridge over North Fish Creek, where traffic has been reduced to 1 lane. Looking ahead, officials say even more major projects are planned through 2028, including reconstruction work in downtown Washburn and along the Port Wayne corridor. For the latest construction updates across northern Wisconsin, drivers can visit 511wi.gov. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A new IKEA store is set to open in Madison in fall of 2026, expanding the company's presence in Wisconsin. It will be located on Junction Road and will be the second store in the state, joining the Oak Creek location. IKEA says the store will feature room displays, planning services, and thousands of home products. Customers will be able to take some items home right away or order larger pieces for delivery. The store will also include a deli with classic IKEA food options. City leaders in one Wisconsin community have said no to No Mow May. Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher says helping pollinators early in the season is a good idea. But some people stretched the idea well beyond May.
The council voted to do away with it. Their thoughts were that, and I tend to agree that it was kind of abused.
Instead, officials are encouraging other steps, limiting or eliminating chemical treatments and letting grass grow to 6 or 7 inches before cutting. Doing some digging could also help.
If people can plant more gardens, whether it's just a circle of wildflowers that they mow around or whatever, I think that that's great and it looks nicer and all that.
Some communities still participating in No Mow May have you sign up or get a sign for your yard. A conservative law firm is suing to block Wisconsin's new ban on people from out of state collecting ballot signatures, saying the law violates the First Amendment. The lawsuit from the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty challenges a bipartisan measure signed by Governor Tony Evers that limits who can gather signatures for recall elections and for state and local candidates. Supporters of the law say it was needed after failed efforts to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, which they say relied heavily on outside activists. The case has now been moved to federal court. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers open a 3-game weekend series against the New York Yankees tonight. Brewers analyst Vinny Rotino.
They're going to have to play really clean baseball. They're going to have to really pitch well. They're going to have to come up with some timely hits in order to win this series. This Yankees team looks like the class of baseball.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will kick off their regular season at Lambeau Field against Notre Dame Sunday night, September 6th at 6:30, Labor Day weekend. NBA, the Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam asked if he plans on being more involved with the team this year after hiring Taylor Jenkins as head coach.
Do I think we'll be here more? I do. And very, very excited to continue working with John and to get off to, we've already established a good relationship with Taylor, but work with he and the guys to build the kind of team that this community deserves.
That's the Bucks' Jimmy Haslam with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We may catch an isolated sprinkle or two this afternoon, but I don't think it'll be a big deal. High today, low to mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, slightly cooler, with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.